you very much, Barbara, for highlighting this ambitious but also extremely operational agenda. And this is where I find, you know, where I find this commitment from the banks so important, because I think when it comes to the some of the bilateral donors, of course, you know, the highly political nature of the issues of displacement and forced migration often can, you know, can come in the way into deploying resources and investing on the ground, and having organizations that work operationally in different parts of the world, I think, is really important, as well as, you know, with the Federation and with this platform, really, as you emphasize, cover the whole world and not some of the traditional divide that in this space exists between the sending and the receiving countries and the sort of political landscape that defines them. So we're now lucky enough to have the contributions from a selection of some of the regional development banks, so we can get a bit of a taste of what all this means in particular regions, in particular countries. So I'm going to ask representatives from different banks to contribute for a few minutes with some reflections on examples on what's happening in the region in relation to some of the principles and commitments that Barbara highlighted, and then hopefully we'll have about 10 minutes or so for a discussion. So let me start with Mr. Yero Balde on my right. He's from the African Development Bank and is the director of the Transition States Coordination Office. Tell us a little bit more about how the commitments that Barbara highlighted are being implemented in your region.